Road of Life, brought to you by Dove, D-U-Z, Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Dr. Brent called surgery. Dr. Brent called surgery. Dr. Brent called surgery.
Mandy didn't.
She didn't.
But now she does use does.
Now she knows that does, D-U-Z, is best. It does everything. You see, Mandy used to do a lot of washings for folks all over town. She'd have stacks of streaky towels.
Lordy, how am I ever going to get these things white?
She'd have greasy work pants to do.
I'd be scrubbing here all day.
And some folks handed her pretty rayons to wash.
I hate these fussy things. They look so peaked when I get through.
Well, one day, Mandy met a lady who used does, and Mandy discovered does best. This new kind of soap does everything. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for your towels, unbeaten cleaning power for grimy work clothes, plus extra safety for pretty colors. Now Mandy goes dozing around town. Now she doses those towels.
I declare there's the whitest white in all the world.
No soap washes whiter than does. Now Mandy does as the work pants.
She's easy as pie. No more hard scrubbing for Mandy.
No soap gets clothes clean easier than does. And now Mandy does as those rayons.
Sakes alive! These rayon slips just come out smiling.
Does actually leaves colors brighter so they last longer. Sure, this new kind of soap does everything. It's the best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps proved it. Does had the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. Does best.
Mm-hmm. Does everything.
And now we invite you to listen to Road of Life. A whirlwind, age 20, and dressed in a smart gray Red Cross uniform, swept into the office of Big Bill Wiley. Wiley, one of Chicago's outstanding political chieftains and chairman of the board of trustees of the hospital named after his family, had been in conference with Dr. James Brent to discuss money with which to purchase sorely needed neurological equipment for Wiley Memorial Hospital. It was during the end of this conference between Jim and Big Bill Wiley that the whirlwind swept in. Her name was Madeline Post. She was the daughter of one of Chicago's oldest merchants. Big Bill Wiley, fully aware that his unbidden guest is the daughter of a large contributor to his party's war chest, begins to get in a little subtle work. His method is to sound jovially gruff.
Well, now that you've buried yourself in that nice, big leather chair, Miss Post, maybe you can give Dr. Brent and myself a reason for all this commotion.
Oh, I can.
You sure about that, then?
Positive.
Well, what do you say, Jim? Think we ought to give her a chance, listen to her story?
Oh, I don't see why not.
All right, young lady, shoot.
Well, it isn't as funny as you think. I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Well, I'm a chauffeur for the Red Cross, you know.
Yes, so we see.
And the annual drive is just about to start.
And you're here for a contribution. Well, that makes two of you, Jim.
Oh, I didn't come here to collect any money.
No?
Of course, if you want to give some. Well, you know the Red Cross does the most wonderful work.
Sure.
Hospital service and blood donors and home service and service to veterans and domestic disaster.
Then I'll make my contribution to the war fund through my regular channels. Now, if you're not here to collect money for the 1945 drive, well, then why are you here?
I've been arrested.
You what?
I've been arrested.
Your father know about this?
No, that's why I've come to you, Mr. Wiley. You know how he is.
Yeah.
Any publicity at all, and Daddy's fit to be tied. Mm-hmm. That's why you've got to help with this traffic ticket.
Traffic ticket?
thought she said you were arrested.
Well, traffic ticket is a summons to court, isn't it?
Sure, but...
Well, there you are. You see, I've been working so hard on the war fund that I didn't have time to get lunch. Mm-hmm. So in between calls, I stopped off at a little restaurant on Randolph Street for a sandwich and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came out, a policeman was standing in front of the station wagon writing out a ticket. I wasn't on official Red Cross business, so... while I was arrested.
So you stopped in front of a fire plug, did you?
Uh-huh. It was in a no-parking zone.
Definitely criminal.
Oh, you bet. All right, what is it you wanted me to do? Fix the ticket?
Well, I...
Now, listen. Let me tell you something, young lady. I don't fix tickets. I never have and I never will. What's more, I don't know anyone who fixes tickets. And what's still more, I think that if I were Dr. Brent, I'd take you over my knee and spank the living daylights out of you for coming in here just when I was trying to raise money for my hospital.
Well, I apologized, didn't I?
That doesn't help him, does it?
Help him to do what?
I just told you. He's trying to raise money for his hospital.
Oh, pooh, that shouldn't be too hard. I've got a small fortune promised to me already for the Red Cross. Of course, we need oceans more, and we hope everyone will give, but... Well, it shouldn't be so difficult to raise money for just one hospital.
No?
No. What sort of hospital is it?
A small one.
Now, you stop laughing at me. I know a lot more about hospitals and medicine and things like that than you have any idea.
Oh, yes.
Do you suppose all I've ever done for the Red Cross is drive a station wagon?
Okay. Might as well tell her, Jim. Listen, I know this one. She's stubborn as a mule.
Well, Miss Post, if you've been with the Red Cross, I'm sure you've heard of neurology.
Oh, yes.
Since you've heard of that, no doubt you've heard of psychiatry.
Of course I have.
Well, the hospital I'm connected with is a neuropsychiatric hospital. We handle both types of cases.
Oh.
And now you know what sort of hospital it is. Am I right?
Yes. And you're down here to try to raise money.
That's the general idea.
Well, how are you doing?
Not very well, I'm afraid.
What? You mean Mr. Wiley won't even give you a little donation? Why, that's terrible. Even if our drive is coming up, I think the...
Hold on there, young lady.
Well, it isn't a little donation I want. It's a big one. And it isn't that I'm here to tackle Mr. Wiley for it. He's given enough.
Are you sure?
Is he sure?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, Miss Post, he gave us the entire hospital, lock, stock, and barrel.
Oh. Well, if he gave you an entire hospital, Dr. Brent, lock, stock, and barrel, well, what do you need the money for?
My error. Well, you see, Miss Post, there are five or six little pieces that were left out, and what I'm trying to do is to fit them in. Since Mr. Wiley is the chairman of our board of trustees, I thought perhaps he might be able to suggest a way to help us.
But so far he hasn't. Well, you're in the same boat I'm in, Dr. Brent.
How do you mean?
He hasn't helped me either.
I will not allow you two to remain in my office if you're going to sit here and tear me to ribbons.
Why not?
Because
it's true, isn't it?
What's true?
You haven't helped Dr. Brent get those five or six little pieces he needs, and you haven't helped me with my trouble.
Your trouble?
Yes. And if you want to know the truth, I think my problem is just as serious for me as Dr. Brent's is for him. Maybe more so. I still don't understand why it should be so hard to raise money for a hospital.
Miss Post, if you're thinking of $5 here and $10 there, I'm afraid I'll have to tell you that the equipment I want costs a lot more than that.
But I don't care how much it costs. People have money today, and since they have, they ought to be willing to share it.
Bill, I think I'll hire her to plead my case.
Well, I mean that, especially for the wonderful sort of work you're doing. We were discussing psychiatry just the other day.
Who was?
My father and I.
Oh. Go on. What do you have to say about it?
Well, he'd been reading an article in psychiatry in one of the magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that it made more sense to him than anything he'd heard about in years.
Good.
He said that if a person's body could become worn out and tired and become ill, well, there wasn't any reason in the world why a person...
Hold it!
I beg your pardon?
Hold it. Here, I got a little proposition there for you, Madeline. Now, Dr. Brent's just said that he thinks you're a pretty good little saleswoman. He's willing to let you plead his case. Those are your words, aren't they, Jim?
Well, yeah.
All right. Now, Madeline, suppose you take his case and plead it before your father. In the dealings that I've had with him, I've always found him to be a generous man toward a worthy cause. And you said yourself that the work Dr. Brent is doing is certainly worthwhile, didn't you?
Yes, but
now, you get that father of yours to underwrite the new equipment Dr. Brent needs, and I'll arrange it so that the judge hears your traffic case in his private chambers. He'll fine you the usual $2, of course, but there won't be a reporter in sight. Your father'll never know anything about it. What do you say?
How much money will your hospital need, Dr. Brent?
Well,
now, we'll settle anywhere from $200,000 to $50,000. Sure.
$200,000 to fix a traffic ticket. Seems like a lot of money, Mr. Wiley.
Oh, I'm a ruthless man, Miss Post. I'll do anything to get money for that hospital. By the way, I didn't say fix your ticket. I said I'd arrange it so that the judge would hear the case in his chambers. Get it?
I don't know.
But now listen. One of the newspapers in this town says that I'm the most unscrupulous man in City Hall. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if I were the sort of a guy who'd tip off every reporter I knew to be at a certain traffic court the day a certain case came up. No, sir. Wouldn't be a bit surprised at all. Say, do you remember the time when you were 16 and you and two other girls were arrested for swimming in the boat lagoon in Lincoln Park? You remember that? Yeah. Your father walked around for 3 months complaining about it. Claimed the publicity cost him a fortune.
You're a vulture. But all right, I'll try.
That's the girl.
I never should have walked in here. I should have married the policeman or gone without lunch, but I shouldn't have approached you.
Oh, well,
I suppose these are the wages of sin. Come on, Dr. Brent. Let's you and I plan our campaign.
Jim Brent waited until he and Madeline Post were out of the office. Then he turned to her and said,
"Perhaps we'd better stop for a moment, Miss Post."
"Why?"
"Well, it's one thing for Big Bill to kid you into something, and it's another for me to take you up on it."
"You're worried about that act I put on in his office, aren't you?"
"Act?"
"About how difficult it would be for me to get the money from my father."
"Well, I wouldn't want you to put yourself out in any way."
"Don't be ridiculous, Dr. Brent. My father is absolutely mad about psychiatry. Raising that money for you will be the easiest thing I've ever done. I hope."
Scene, a meat market. The meat dealer speaking.
"Here you are, Mrs. Curry. 4 red points for 2 pounds of used fat."
4 points? Why, that'll get me a half a pound of bacon and a half a pound of sausage, too. Saving used fat really pays off."
"It sure does. And it's amazing how fast those extra red points pile up when you make an all-out job of saving your used kitchen fat. Now, don't stop at saving the fat that pours out of a pan easily. You're cheating yourself out of extra red points if you do. Cut extra fat off roasts and chicken and then melt it down. Skim the fat off stews and soups. Scrape broilers, skillets, roasting pans. Salvage every solitary drop of fat, even if it's burned or rancid, and rush it to your meat dealer. It'll pay. The more you save, the more extra red points you'll get. 2 for every pound, remember. Used kitchen fat, you know, is needed to help make military medicines. Needed urgently. And that's why the OPA is willing to allow you extra ration points for saving it. So save every drop, every day. Get your share of those extra red points." Be sure to listen tomorrow when DUZ Does will again bring you another absorbing episode on Road of Life. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. On the home front, fight the war against waste. Don't waste soap in your dishpan. Soap contains vital war materials.